Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Hey, everybody. Trump or Biden. We're 76 days away from the election. 76 days. How do we get there so quickly? How did this get upon us so quickly? What's the deal with that? 76 days away. 76 days. So my question for you is, based on everything that's going on, and polling looked bad, it's tightening up a little bit. And for Facebook Live, I think are we restarting on Facebook Live? Because we had lots of fun with that, and we love technology, and we're all about some technology. So we'll restart on Facebook Live, so you can join us there at the Steve Noble Show Facebook page, and we'll be right here in the studio with us. So today, I want to play for you in a few minutes. Have you seen the ad yet? The woman in the red dress. Have you seen her yet? The woman in the red dress from Baltimore running for Elijah Cummings' seat, who obviously passed away not that long ago. And Kimberly Klasick is her name. And she put out one of the most aggressive anti-Democrat, pro-blacks considering the Republican Party ads I've ever seen. Kimberly Klasick running in Baltimore. This just came out like 48 hours ago. Today is Wednesday. Rush Limbaugh was talking about it yesterday on his show, and a little bit today. He played part of it yesterday on the show. I actually saw it for the first time on Monday, I think shortly after it had released. And man, it's gone viral. I think it's got 20 or 30 million views right now. I think about 30 million views last time I looked, all the different places that it's showing. And Michelle Obama's video from the DNC convention on Monday night. Was that Monday night or Tuesday night? I don't remember. Yeah, but she's got like 10 million views. Michelle Maybelle Obama, as Rush Limbaugh likes to call her. But Kimberly Klasick, a relative nobody, has over 30 million views now. So this is about almost 3 minutes worth. So I want to play it for you. We're going to play it. You're going to hear the audio on radio. You're going to see the video here on Facebook Live. So if you want to join us in the studio and get a little more video content to the radio show, that's the way you do it. Just go to the Steve Noble Show on Facebook and you can join us there. And so let's roll this video. I might stop it somewhere between, but let me set it up for you. She's in this bright red dress, right? Attractive black woman, long hair, bright red dress, bright red shoes. And she's walking through just this, it looks deserted, bombed out almost, areas of Baltimore on the street, up on a roof. So the graphic, the viewpoint, the backdrop is really powerful. And she's making points about the condition of Baltimore, the condition of other cities run by Democrats and black people who almost always vote for Democrats. Super, super powerful ad. So you're going to hear it on the radio. You'll see it on Facebook Live. Let's roll the clip.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this. I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top five most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against Black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our communities? The Democrat Party have betrayed the Black people of Baltimore. If the politicians walk the streets like I do, they would see exactly how their policies and corruption affects us. But they don't want to see it. They don't want you to see this. Go to any Baltimore neighborhood and ask this question. Do you want to defund the police?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I had 3 sons killed in Baltimore City. And I think if we defund the police office, it's going to be worse than that. So no, I'm opposed to that.
What are you going to defund the police for? Why? How do you defend your city, your community? Families are losing people.
It's not just Baltimore. The worst place for a black person to live in America is a Democrat-controlled city. It's 2020. Name a blue city where black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait. Look at this. How are children supposed to live here and play here? Democrats think black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever. That we won't demand better and that we'll keep voting for them forever. Despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right? I'm Kim Klasick and I'm running for Congress because I actually care about black lives. All black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And black people don't have to vote Democrat.
Wow. Holy moly. Now you know why it's got 30 million views and it's lighting up the internet. I heard her on Fox and Friends this morning. She's showing up all over the place. And she deserves to be showing up all over the place. Kimberly Klasick. And she's just nails it. And that's why all the way back to 2016. And by the way, I want to ask you and have this conversation for the rest of the show. Who do you think's going to win at this point? And if you think Trump's going to lose and you think Biden's going to win, I mean, don't be afraid to call in. I just want to ask you and see what you think. How do you feel about this election right now? And if you want to respond to Kimberly Klasick's, Kimberly Klasick's video, please do. Because this goes all the way back to what Trump said in 2016 when he's like, hey, and excuse my French, what the hell do you have to lose? That's what he said to African-Americans all across the Fruited Plains when it comes to voting for a Republican rather than a Democrat, because the Democrats who have largely been in charge all over the place in all the big cities, how's that working out for you? And for the African-American population in general over the last 50 years, how's that working out for you in general? And especially in the big cities. And that's where she's running in Baltimore for Elijah Cummings' seat. And she's just calling it like it is. And saying they think you're stupid, they being Democrats, you being black people. So if you want to talk about Kimberly Klasick, or I want to ask you, Trump or Biden at this point, who do you think's going to be the next president of the United States? 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, again on the heels of playing that video, that commercial from Kimberly Klasick. She's running for Elijah Cummings' seat in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm going to let that storm calm down a little bit, then I'm going to reach out to her and try to get her on the show. She'll be an awesome guest, obviously, but with a rare message calling out her fellow African-Americans when it comes to Democrats and what they've done with her city, which is Baltimore, which is a train wreck. And when you watch that video, I've shared that on Facebook, and then we, of course, just played it during the show. If you want to see that video, you could go back and look at the Facebook Live video of the radio show, which is live right now on the Facebook page, The Steve Noble Show. But if you want to check out her campaign, if you want to send her a couple of bucks, whatever, it's just kimforcongress.com. That's her website, kimforcongress.com. Kimberly Klasick is a wife, mother, nonprofit founder, and currently elected to the Baltimore County Republican Central Committee. She grew up in Maryland, once known as the home of the Beretta gun manufacturer. That's Occoquan, Maryland. In 2010, she moved to Baltimore, once becoming engaged to her husband. In 2013, she founded Potential Me to assist underserved women with workforce development, assisting close to 200 women. So she's done some great stuff. But now she just is sick and tired of it. Elijah Cummings, obviously, passed away. But she's running for that seat there in Baltimore, and that ad's just blistering, powerful, honest, truthful, challenging. So if you want to call in and just react to what's going on there with Kimberly Klasick, but the bigger question today I want you to call in on is, how do you feel right now about the election? We're 76 days out, and I'm just curious, who do you think's going to win? Is it going to be Trump? Or is it going to be Biden? Are you worried? If you're a Trump person, are you worried? If you're a Biden person, are you feeling confident? What's your read on it? We're 76 days out. There's the pundits, there's the polls, there's all that stuff, and then there's you. So I want to know what you think. Do you think Trump's going to win? Do you think he's going to lose? If you want to put some odds on it, that's fine. Why not? I would love to hear from you. 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Where we stand right now, 76 days out, do you think Trump's going to win or he's going to lose? Are you worried about it? What's your read on the election? 76 days out, 866-348-7884. Let's go to Vicky, who's calling in from Raleigh. Thanks for calling, Vicky. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know that I believe Donald Trump is going to win.
How confident do you feel about that?
I feel pretty confident about it, and I want to spend a lot of time, and I just believe the people of God will spend a lot of time on their knees in prayer, and God says if we will call out to him and call on his name and gather together, that he will hear our prayers, and I believe that Biden and his party represent a lot of things that totally go against our beliefs and everything, like the abortion and so many other things that I just believe in the good in people. And I believe that although the media, the majority of the media tries to overwhelm us with negativity about Trump and everything else and, the, you know, take away any optimism we have, that people are smart enough, hopefully, to see through that and that truth will win out. And I'm just going to be praying for that.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point, Vicky. Thanks so much for calling and sharing that. Vicky, you made a great point about what the media sells you. Okay, I'm not speaking as somebody that's a, you know, MAGA hat wearing. I'll be voting for Donald Trump in 76 days. I have no problem telling you that. Who are you voting for? Who do you think is going to win? How do you feel about Trump's chances? I would love to hear from you today. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34 Truth. I want to circle back around to what Vicky said about what the media is selling you. Remember, everybody's selling all the time. So there's no such thing as an objective source anymore. Okay. Everybody's selling all the time. The media, which is almost exclusively left, wants you to buy the narrative that Donald Trump's in trouble, that he, this whole thing that's happened as a result of COVID and then BLM to a certain extent, that's all his fault. He's mismanaged it. Trump can't bring us out of it. He put us into it. He can't bring us out of it. And so Joe Biden's the guy. Trump's numbers are in the tubes, and there's big trouble there for Donald Trump. That's the media narrative, that he just goes off half-cocked. People are sick of it. And you're listening to, this was ironic, Bill Clinton lecturing last night in his little pre-taped thing, and the ratings for the DNC convention are horrendous, in his little pre-taped lecture about Donald Trump's behavior in the Oval Office. Now, if you're old enough to know what I'm talking about, if anybody should not be saying anything about another president's behavior in the Oval Office, it would be Bill Clinton. Monica Lewinsky, anybody? Pizza, anyone? Blue dress, anybody? And Bill Clinton's going to sit there and lecture, and he sounds horrible and he doesn't look good. And then you got the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing out there with Bill Clinton. But that's just ridiculous. And then the AOC thing last night, which I'll explain to you, because there's some procedure there that's normal. But then picking her to do that and how that came across was, I think, a big, massive mistake. And I think there's a reason why they did it. The Democrats did it. I'll get to that. But what do you think right now about the election? Do you think Donald Trump's going to win? Do you think Biden's going to win? Are you nervous or are you feeling really good about it? I'm just curious about how you feel about that today. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Ron calling in from Cary, North Carolina. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. How you doing today?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Go right ahead.
I still think Michelle Obama's going to sneak in there and take it.
Do you really?
I thought she was going to be Biden's pick for vice president. But at the last minute, I think they changed. And I still think Michelle Obama is going to come in there somehow. Have you ever thought about that?
I have, because as we've looked at Joe Biden over the last 12 months, it was obvious. Poor guy should not be running for anything. Let the guy retire, leave him alone, go hang out at Boca Raton or something. How in the world can they run him? And it's just amazing to watch, but obviously anything's possible in 2020. Would Michelle Obama want to do it? You know, I don't know that they should take a big pay cut, but this isn't about money. This is about power.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, so right now you still think Trump's going to win.
Yeah, Yes, sir, I do. Absolutely.
Are you really confident about that, Ron, or are you just kind of hopeful? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so are you confident?
Confident about it.
You do. Okay. Why?
Yes,
why
sir.
Are you confident?
He's just a man for the job. I think our God, our Father put him there, and he's going to stay there. He's the reason why he's there, and I truly believe that he's there because God put him there and still wants him there.
Yeah, and I know, Ron, thanks for calling in and sharing that today. I know there's a lot of people that believe in them, and whether it's Trump. Now, listen, theologically, this is something interesting to work through. Theologically, God's hand is on the Trump presidency. He ordained for him to be the president, but he also ordained for Barack Obama to be the president, right? So if you're going to play that game, and I don't have a problem doing that, providentially speaking, that God's hand is on everything. He turns the king's heart. And nobody's getting into the presidency unless the God of the Bible, the God of the universe, allows it or even makes it happen. Could be one or the other. So he's there because God allowed him to be there and ordained it. But the same thing's true of somebody like Barack Obama, and for different reasons. Sometimes God puts leaders in place for turning things around, like the prophets and the judges. Sometimes he puts them in there for judgment. Which it is? I don't know. I'm pretty careful not to go there. But what do you think about 76 days from now? Bill Clinton is out. He shouldn't have even spoken. Will it be Trump? Will it be Biden? 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. I know you have an opinion, and I want to hear it. Give us a call. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. 76 days till the big election. 76 days till the big election. Is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Biden? Which would be more shocking to you? Well, how do you feel about it? Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think Trump's going to win re-election? There's the silent majority out there. There's the very loud Democrat machine. There's the party. There's the media. There's pundits all over the place. And believe me, you know this. That they want you to believe that the ship is sinking. They want to suppress voter turnout. You'll see this on November 3rd when they're just going to be all doom and gloom. Mainstream media, I guarantee it, all day doom and gloom, especially when the East Coast voting booths shut down. Let's pray also that we're all voting in person. If you want to vote absentee ballot, that's fine. That's legal as long as it's verified. Okay, good. But go out and vote. I'm going to be out voting. I always vote on the actual election day. I don't do early voting. I don't do mail and stuff. I like to go. I like being there. But as soon as the polls close on the East Coast, mainstream media is going to sell a negative narrative big time. It's all over. Joe Biden, next president, because you got a few more time zones going across the country where the polls are still open and they will try to suppress the vote. That will happen. So be prepared. Don't lose heart. Don't lose your mind. Remember that God is on his throne. He still rules the universe with his feet up, and he's not on the edge of his seat going, Trump or Biden, Trump or Biden. Even if Biden wins, God wins. And God's kingdom will grow and will come on earth as it is in heaven, and everything will be fine. It'll be troublesome. It'll be brutal. There'll be real prices to pay. But if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, your house should be built on the rock of Christ, not the sand of culture or politics. Okay, just remember that, just a little word of exhortation. 866-348-7884 is our number. We'd love to hear from you of what you think. 76 days out from the election, Trump or Biden. Why? Why not? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Carrie calling in from York, South Carolina. Carrie, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Well, I think that Trump is going to win. I think the nation really wants Trump. My concern is voter fraud and the election being stolen.
And are you more concerned about voter fraud this time around, Carrie, than you have been in the past?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And why is that?
I think because it's getting dirtier. It's getting more vicious. And the stakes are high. Higher, and I just think that they're going to pull out lots of tricks to try to, you know, to turn the election against Trump and for Biden.
Yeah, because
I'm also go
it's
ahead.
Fine. Go ahead. You're fine. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to say I also believe in prayer, and I believe that the church is standing up. I'm involved with several intercessory prayer groups, and we're praying faithfully that things will be exposed and things will come to light, and any kind of voter fraud will get exposed, like
Amen.
I was saying.
Yeah, and that's a great point, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Carrie, and thanks so much for calling in today. Don't give up on prayer. We complain, we watch, we tweet, we Facebook, we post, we share, we retweet. We do all that stuff. We have these conversations. We throw stuff at the TV. We yell at the radio, hopefully not between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern time, unless it's amen. Hey, way to go, Steve. But otherwise, we yell. But do we pray? Of all the things that we could be doing surrounding this election and the condition of our country, that should be the number one priority. Is prayer. Let's go down to Florida. Let's go to Kathy's calling in down in Florida. Thanks so much for calling in. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. I think Trump is going to win, but I what the Democrats are planning, if Biden gets in, Biden's going to step down. Kamala Harris is going to become president. Pelosi will then become vice president.
Ugh.
I guarantee you they'll find one reason for Kamala Harris not to be legal as a president, which will then put Pelosi as president.
Ugh. This sounds like a Stephen King novel, Kathy.
Yeah, it does. But if you look at Kamala Harris's birthright and everything, it's like Obama's. Nobody knows where it's at.
Yeah.
She's been born an American citizen. She's an automatic knockout.
Yeah, and there is. I mean, the whole thing with Joe Biden, which is for the whole time, it's like watching a movie because it's kind of like the emperor has no clothes. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows Joe Biden's not in his right mind. God bless him. He should just be retired somewhere and enjoying his golden years. And we all know that, yet the machine still moves forward, which gives pause to what you're saying, Kathy, that, you know, I have no trouble believing that there could be other plans afoot, and we need to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. We need to be praying about that. Kathy, thanks so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you being on.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. God bless. Let's jump over to Mary, who's calling in back here in North Carolina, Dunn, North Carolina. Mary, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Yes, I think that President Trump will win, but I think it will be close. I think there could be some cheating, but ultimately, you know, God is in control, and we're praying. But I believe there's a lot of people in this country that when the polls ask them who they're going to vote for, they don't actually say who. But I think there's a lot of people that will vote for Trump.
Yeah, that are just kind of under the radar. Because they're afraid of any backlash for being a Trump supporter. And listen, I understand where people don't like Trump. I get all that. But to be fearful in the public eye because you're willing to say you're behind somebody that other people don't like is really a sad state of affairs here in America. And I think that's legitimate. I think a lot of people, you're not going to put a bumper sticker on because your car's going to get keyed. You're not going to put a yard sign in because you're worried about somebody egging your house or whatever. It's really, really sad. But that shows you just how crazy it is on the left. That Trump derangement syndrome is real. And I've never seen a candidate opposed to this extent my entire life, Mary. Have you?
No, never.
So never. Unprecedented waters, but we need to make sure we're praying as well. Mary, thanks so much for calling in today. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you. Let's jump over to Scott calling in from Winston-Salem over there in Truth Radio land. Scott, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Steve, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I agree with the last caller. I actually think that Trump is going to win too, but it could be a nail-biter. I am worried about fraud. I'm worried about some illicit ballots. I'm worried about, you know, the swing states and everything, but I do think that God will prevail. And I wish our president wasn't so confrontational sometimes, and I wish he was kinder, but he really gets it the job done. I mean, he's done so much already. And I think he's our only hope right now.
Yeah, that's why it's interesting to listen to all the stuff coming out of the Democrat National Convention, because they're acting like he's done a horrible job with the economy and every other aspect, international security. But the reality is, up until COVID, up until March, we were seeing unprecedented levels of success in so many different ways. Not a perfect presidency by any stretch of the imagination, but definitely from a conservative perspective, an incredibly successful presidency and a presidency that was benefiting people across the board, not just Republicans. But then all of a sudden COVID comes around. They're acting like the last 3.5 years has been a train wreck. I think the American people know better than that. They're just not willing to say it openly. But we'll see what happens 76 days from now. That's for sure.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Steve.
Good. Good. Scott, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling in today. I appreciate that.
Enjoy your show.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much. Let's jump over to real quick. Let's go to Orlando calling in also from High Point. Orlando, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yeah. How you doing, Steve?
Good, man. How are you doing?
All right. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I believe that this is going to be one of the worst elections ever in the history of the United States.
One of the worst? Is that what you said, Orlando?
Yes.
And what do you mean by that, one of the worst?
This will go on weeks after the election, and there will be no winner.
So it's going to kind of be like Bush-Gore in 2000, but worse.
Worse, yes.
And do you think, Orlando, that's going to be because of the – there's going to be more – mail-in votes than we've ever seen in the history of the country. We already see that just from the requests that have come in. Is that primarily what you're basing that on?
Part of it, but just the what's going on this year. This is a special year, and just everything that goes. This is a global thing that's happening around, and I think that he's the last Trump.
Yeah, and you're right. And Orlando, I appreciate you calling in and sharing that today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show. God bless you. And this thing got to remember right now. This is a phrase I use on the air pretty regularly where I say, don't have a pre-9/11 mentality in a post-9/11 world. We are in a post-9/11 world. We know that now. So when we think of terrorism, international terrorism, acts of terror, all the hindrances came off. So now we're very creative and imaginative and can understand that anything could happen. In the political realm now, in terms of politics, in terms of elections in 2020, it's the same thing. We're in a post-9/11 political realm and anything is possible. Let's make sure we're praying our way through it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Still some times for your calls, if you'd like to do that. Or I just asked my friends on Facebook Live. You're like, listening on the radio going, hey, Facebook Live? What do you mean Facebook Live? Well, we're on Facebook Live now, too. We have been. Pretty much every day I'm on the radio, we're on Facebook Live. That audience continues to grow, which is great. The digital realm is all part of the picture. It's getting bigger all the time. So for us not to be playing in the digital pool would be foolish. Which is why we're excited about the new studio and getting it just about where we want it for lighting and stuff. So much better than we've ever had before. We praise the Lord for that. Still some more work to do. I don't have my big Star Wars poster in here in the backdrop yet, so that's kind of bumming me out. But we'll get there. And so we're thankful for that, but we're going to keep trying to grow here on the digital side with Facebook Live, and hopefully we'll move over and do some stuff on YouTube. And then working on the next episode of... Okay, don't let this freak you out. The name of the new podcast, which has nothing to do with the radio show other than it's me hosting it, it's called Who Is This SOB? And the whole point of the title is kind of a play on words. So what we're doing, and this is evolving a little bit, I'm getting ready to get episode 9 out, one of the biggest podcasts in America right now, brand new series by the New York Times, who also did 1619, but it's called Nice White Parents. And the premise is that the number one problem with the school system in America is, you guessed it, nice white parents. And over 5 episodes, the host makes the case, a reporter for the New York Times, that the whole system really bends its knee to white parents, nice white parents, who then influence everything, control everything. And that's why you have minority schools are failing because white parents aren't there. And then... schools where there's a lot of white kids are doing well because there are white parents there. And that's kind of the premise. There's some good reporting going on there, the history of this one particular school in Brooklyn. And so there's a lot to chew on and work through there. And it's about 5 hours that I've listened to. So I'll have that. We'll get that out hopefully tomorrow. That'll be episode 9 of Who Is This SOB. Episode 8 was a long interview with my son. Our son is 25, conservative in many ways, but not conservative in others. He's kind of left of center in many ways, mostly economic policy and things like that. But he's still pro-life. He loves the Lord. He believes in a sexual ethic. So he doesn't exactly fit into the left box either. But we've had our challenges over the years. And I know a lot of parents and a lot of young people have had a lot of challenges in their relationships. So we talked through that whole thing, which took us an hour and a half. Whoisthissob.com is the website or wherever you get your podcasts. And then of course, the radio show. So the radio show is primarily, obviously, for you. For people like you and me, Christians, mature Christians mostly. And the podcast is directed at people that aren't going to listen to Christian radio. They're not going to church. They're not grabbing Christian podcasts. Thus the title, Who Is This SOB, which is kind of shocking. That's the assumption what they're going to think about me, this 54-year-old white Southern Baptist Bible thumper talking about the most popular podcast in America, but also now adding in interviews with people that are younger than me, younger than you mostly, that don't see eye to eye with us. And having those conversations, it can be difficult conversations. So I'm going to be doing that. Episode 10 will be actually with an inner city teacher who teaches in a school in the inner city of Philadelphia. So on the heels of nice white parents. So a lot going on and just trying to reach as many people as we possibly can. All right. I was asking people if you wanted to hear or watch that video again of Kimberly Klasick. She's running for Congress in Elijah Cummings' seat in Baltimore. Do we have that teed up? Okay, so we're going to do that again because this is a great example, and I hope we see more and more of this every year where African Americans in this country, if you're an African American, and in there's a 93-94% chance that you vote for Democrats, Bishop Wooden, my buddy, would say, hey, I think 1 year every African American in the country should re-register independent. We put a little sign on the door that says open for business, come talk to us. That's the problem with a lot of Republicans. They don't even bother to talk. They don't even bother to engage African Americans, and especially in a place like Baltimore. And Kimberly Klasick, I heard her in an interview earlier today, and we'll play her ad for you again before we finish here in just a minute. She was talking to people in her district there in Baltimore, in the city, which is horrendous. It's just a mess. It's really sad. And most of them said, I've never talked to a Republican. Republicans don't come down here. They don't talk to us. We don't talk to them. And that's the problem. There's no communication. We sit there on social media and we just kind of lob bumper stickers across the cavern at each other. And that's all that happens. Conversation can change the world. It's changed the world starting with Jesus Christ having conversations with all kinds of people. And then those people had conversations. And the next thing you know, Western civilization is born and the gospel starts to circle the globe. And so that's just a shocking thing. So I long for the day where African Americans, any free thinking American, sets aside their kind of preconceived notions and just look at the facts. And that's what she's doing. She does an awesome job. So let's rerun Kim Klasick. She's running for Elijah Cummings' seat in Baltimore. By the way, if you want to check out her website, it's kimforcongress.com. I'm going to try to get her on the show when the dust settles a little bit because her video is all over the place. But let's run that again.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this. I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top 5 most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against Black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our communities?
The Democrat Party have betrayed the black people of Baltimore. If the politicians walked the streets like I do, they would see exactly how their policies and corruption affects us. But they don't want to see it. They don't want you to see this. Go to any Baltimore neighborhood and ask this question. Do you want to defund the police?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I had 3 sons killed in Baltimore City. And I think if we defund the police office, it's going to be worse than that.
By the way, she's talking to African Americans, for those of you on the radio.
What are you going to defund the police for? Why? How do you defend your city, your community? Families are losing people.
It's not just Baltimore. The worst place for a black person to live in America is a Democrat-controlled city. It's 2020. Name a blue city where black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait. Look at this. How are children supposed to live here and play here? Democrats think black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever, that we won't demand better and that we'll keep voting for them forever, despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right? I'm Kim Klasick, and I'm running for Congress because I actually care about black lives. All black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And black people don't have to vote Democrat.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Just totally amazing. Just a totally amazing ad. And what she uses is reality. She uses truth. She uses facts. Just to think about Ben Shapiro. Facts don't care about your feelings. Now, as a Christian, I actually do care about your feelings. Okay? But truth will always trump emotion. So the thing that's great about this is she just takes the reality on the ground. Now I know it's easy as a white person to go, well, that's awesome that she's doing that. Nobody's going to listen to me if I say it. Well, remember the first time Bevelyn Beatty was on the show about 6 weeks ago, it was based on a video that she made sitting at a Panera Bread. And she said, hey, she was talking to white liberals and then white conservatives. She got done eviscerating the white liberals and saying, you know, you think I'm stupid. I'm not. Then she goes, all right, white conservatives. Listen, let me tell you what you need to do. Tell the truth. Tell me the truth, white conservatives. Tell me the truth. If there's problems in the black community that you see that are real, factual, verifiable, if it's the truth, then tell me the truth. Don't think that you don't have a right to tell me the truth because your skin is lighter pigmentation than mine, right? And that's why we have to do that. So you might not think you're making any progress when you're talking to somebody on the other side, if they happen to be a Democrat, if they happen to be an African American that's a Democrat, the odds are good, obviously. But you could just be putting a tiny little pebble in the shoe that bugs them. Okay? That bugs them. And just go, okay, let's just look at the facts. Let's just look at the 30 biggest cities in America. How are they doing? Let's look at them economically. Let's look at them from a crime perspective. Let's look at all that stuff. And then who's been in charge? And does that give you pause for concern? What's going on there? Been promising for years, we're going to take care of you. We're going to help this improve. Is it improving? It isn't. Why not? And who's in charge? That's it. That's all you need to do. Whether I'm talking to a pro-choice person, any other kind of economic, the long conversation with a young man the other day about socialism, and we didn't resolve anything, but to offer some facts and to offer some perspective and to offer some things that they might think about later is worth your time. But I think most of us just assume it's not going to go anywhere. They're never going to listen to me because I'm black, I'm white, I'm a Republican, I'm a liberal, whatever, because I'm a Christian. Don't have so little faith in the power of the truth. Okay, don't do it. Tomorrow, Theology Thursday with Dr. Andy Davis. He's the senior pastor at Durham First Baptist Church. The best book I've ever read on the sanctification process, becoming more and more like Christ. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. I've read it. I had to read it and talk about it, do kind of a report on it in order to graduate with my master's degree. It's an incredible book about sanctification, becoming more like Christ. We'll talk to Pastor Andy Davis tomorrow on Theology Thursday. This is Steve Noble. It is the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.